Search Home Improvement on any major podcast platform and you'll find thousands of episodes. Tips on renovations, interior design, mortgage rates, smart appliances. The content is endless. Search what to do after a traumatic event in your home, and the results go quiet very fast. That gap is worth paying attention to, because the situation itself is not rare. Mold discovered during a renovation. An unattended death. A crime scene that emergency services responded to and then left behind. These are events that affect real homeowners every year, and the conversation about what comes next is almost entirely absent from the places where people go to learn things. A market growing faster than the conversation around it. The numbers tell a story that the podcast ecosystem hasn't caught up to yet. The U.S. Home Decontamination Services market generated $1.35 billion in revenue in 2024 and is projected to reach $2.34 billion by 2030, growing at a compound annual growth rate of 9.7% according to Grand View Research. The broader biohazard and crime scene cleanup market is forecast to reach $9 billion globally by 2033. Residential properties, driven by incidents including unattended deaths and hoarding situations, represent one of the largest and fastest-growing segments within that market. Yet public awareness of these biohazard cleanup services remains remarkably low. Most homeowners only learn this industry exists at the moment they need it, which is precisely the wrong time to be starting from zero. The FBI reported more than 22,000 murders in 2022 alone, each leaving behind a scene requiring professional attention. Add suicides, accidental deaths, and traumatic accidents, and the number of residential incidents requiring certified cleanup runs well into the tens of thousands each year. The CDC estimates over 50,000 unattended deaths annually in the United States. One in five U.S. homes has mold at detectable levels, according to the EPA. These are not edge case statistics.